The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Zillions of you sending in answers for the iPad competition, and the answer is A. Kilmainham, 0874100102. Do you see what I did there? Didn't even ask you the question. I just gave you the answer. 0874100102. And do send us some famous shout outs if you want a famous shout out for your business. Secondary school students across the country are now invited to take part in the new Grow to CEO competition, as GIY and Cully and Sully have set up about finding Ireland's brightest young food entrepreneur. And in with me are Cully of Cully and Sully. He be Cullen, Cullen Allen.
Yeah.
And Karen O'Donoghue of GIY. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Cullen.
Good morning.
You both said that you're both from Cork and that you're just going to rattle on as you do.
Pretty much. But at least we have a microphone each. So that's good.
Well, yeah, because you were going to have to fight. Karen, tell me all about the competition.
Oh, it's a fantastic competition.
Not as fantastic as the one we do, because we just give away prizes.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty amazing competition,
iPads,
to be fair. We have two iPads, so
we're
we see your one iPad and we double
that's
it, dude.
iPad a week.
Ooh, all right. Okay. Ooh.
That was last month's competition.
Well, it's...
That's the first time I've ever been called dude.
Dude.
As well.
Oh, I know. Well, it's a thing.
Classy, yeah.
It's my thing. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to continue that now. Hey, dude. Yeah, it's a brilliant competition that we're running with our good partners, Cully and Sully. It's a really good example of what happens when two brands come together with a load of energy and creativity towards a common goal of getting food growing back in front of people.
What is the competition?
So it is it's called Grow to CEO. I'm here representing Grow. He's clearly the CEO.
I like that name.
And
actually.
You like it now? It's clever, isn't it? Yeah. So yeah, or the other one we have is Seed to Shelf.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is about sending schools, secondary schools, out a growing pack. It's Rocket this year. And inviting them to come up with a really good idea to turn that raw ingredient into a soup. Coming up with the recipe, then putting their brains together. Just Rocket this year. I mean, Rocket Fuel, you know, whatever it is they want to make out of it. That's nobody else is allowed to use that. That's what I'm going to use. And about getting them to come together with their classmates to devise a really good marketing strategy behind it, having loads of fun, using all their creativity, some of their social media skills, their video production skills, if they happen to have that, and a good old bit of business acumen. And so they create this product idea with the rocket that they grow in the classroom, and then come and present it in a kind of Dragon's Den style scenario. To win said iPads, for sure, but also a garden for their local school, and of course to send the teacher of the winning class off down to Ballymaloe for a bit of a break.
Secondary schools.
Yeah,
yeah. So usually it's first and fourth years. Oh, sorry, so usually I'm just a casual here on my sat back.
Take your feet off the table.
So it's usually first, well, normally it's first and fourth years because they're the ones with the sort of freer time. And the first years, we've learned a lot actually in the first year. So we did it last year, and it grew out of a campaign we ran in offices called Give Peas a Chance. I don't know if you guys ever got involved in that.
I love that one.
No, and it was
So who's the clever person with all of these puns? I love them.
Oh, they come from everywhere.
Oh,
it's like
everywhere.
A little competition.
Yeah, I mean, there's Shona and Claire back in GIY. Yeah.
Recipe
Rina,
for success.
Jillian. Yeah.
Okay.
Emile Dill.
Yeah. We Will Rock It.
We Will Rock It, yeah. Netflix and Dill. You know, it's all there.
Your business, Cully and Sully, was a marketing triumph. Discuss.
Marketing. Well, I like to think it starts off really with really good food. And actually, I think that this is where it becomes really easy. I always think it's kind of really interesting. If you've got two products in front of you, if I have two soups in front of me and I like the one on the left better than the one on the right, I can sell the one on the left all day long. So I think it's easy to have a really good marketing triumph when you've got a product that you can really stand over. And, you know, and we actually started with our pies. And then 2 years later, in 2006, we launched our soups. And they've just become a runaway success. But it's because we can really, really, really stand over them. They're really affordable, they're really healthy, and they're totally delicious.
And they're made in Ireland.
And they're all made in Galway and in Kilkenny.
And that is cool.
It's great. And actually, we've just brought out a new range of brats as well, which launched a week ago. Okay, my day's mixed up. Yeah, probably last Monday. Was it? It was the Monday before, actually. And new pies as well for two. And again, they're using, our new broths actually are using really, really good stocks. So it's stocks like you'd make at home. It's different to...
Do you notice that he's selling his product? You're not even talking about the competition.
I'm going to let him run out of steam very quickly. I know there's about 10 seconds left and I'm just going to launch straight in. The new range of broths. Okay, so Cully, you've had your five seconds.
What I forgot to mention is that he's now in every Tesco in the UK as well.
And the biggest soup in?
Belgium,
exactly. And we're in France.
Who's done
what an achievement. So what we want to do with Grow to CEO, yes, my turn now, is find the next version of Cully and Sully. So we want to find the young people out there. And yes, he's right. It has really appealed to first years and fourth years. What a fantastic way, though, of getting young people involved in a project who may not consider themselves sporty or maybe very academic. But this is a brilliant competition that they can use their bit of creativity and that entrepreneurship that's growing inside them.
I wouldn't leave out the sporty ones as well.
No, they absolutely, it's very inclusive. They can all take part, but it means that it's going to appeal to everybody.
And if anybody's inclined, you don't have to be first or fourth year.
It's open to all the secondary schools and all the classes within the schools. And then a kit is sent out, there's 30 grow kits sent out to each participating school.
And under which heading? It doesn't come under English or Irish or what is it? Who actually takes ownership of it in terms of a teacher?
That's a really good question.
People to say that about me.
Actually, we aim it at the teachers. So the teachers are the ones who then bring their class forward to do it. So every class in every school has a teacher that looks after them. So that's really who we're targeting. And then they're kind of the ones who make it happen.
You mean the teacher in charge of the class?
Class.
There's 700 or so schools in Ireland.
He had to look up his notes to work that one.
We got a third of them
last year.
We got a fifth of them. And we're hoping to get half of them this year.
350. That's doable.
So yeah, it's very doable. But
what was extraordinary for me, because we started this in offices, but this year when we ran it, we had basically this big finale where myself and Mick and Sally and the rest of it were all judging it and all the rest of it. What the students did and what we learnt on that day was totally extraordinary. They were out foraging for food. They were talking to their local celebrities about marketing.
Yep.
They were making videos. It was just the ultimate mini company. It was just
fantastic. I love that.
It was absolutely amazing.
And
so anybody who wants to be, you're out of time.
Okay. Anybody, I hate that. We usually ignore that though.
Get the website in there.
That's what I'm going to say. Anybody who wants to get involved.
Teachers and schools, we are really looking forward to hearing from you. By all means, go on to our website, giy.ie. You can also register on Cully and Sully. .com/our garden, and we want loads of photos, loads of content to see what people are up to. So we're open for registrations now, but actually the growing season itself doesn't happen until April of next year, so everybody has time to register and then have a little think about what it is they're going to do with their rocket fuel and start coming up with some really cool ideas and videos. And also you have to sing for your supper is part of this challenge.
Yeah, we've got to sing for your supper.
Oh, then I gave you We will.
Rocket you. I'm going to do Kanye West ain't nothing but a grow digger.
I'm not going to sing.
Go on.
No.
I better get the pair of you out of here. We've got some serious businesses to get to.
This is serious business. Food is a serious business.
So the website, one final time.
Sure. So GIY.
Which stands for Grow.
Grow it yourself. And GIY.ie and cullyandsully.com/our garden. But by all means, check us out on Facebook, check us out on Twitter.
The Google machine, yeah.
Google Grow to CEO.
Yeah, Google Grow to CEO.
Bring it straight there.
The man's voice there is Cully, he'd be Cullen Allen, and the woman's voice is Karen O'Donoghue from GIY. Good morning to you both. We're out of here. Get out of here.
Thank you very much.
Be well.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility, and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.